Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey, and welcome to this great feast, the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Pope Benedict wrote this: precisely because Mary is with God and in God, she is very close to each one of us. Let me read that again. This is Pope Benedict. Precisely because Mary is with God and in God, she is very close to each one of us. While she lived on this earth, she could only be close to a few people. Being in God, who is actually within all of us, Mary shares in this closeness of God. Our Lady knows our hearts, can hear our prayers, can help us with her motherly kindness. She always listens to us, and being Mother of the Son, participation in the power of the Son and in His goodness, we can always entrust the whole of our lives to this Mother. St. John Paul said this: the Blessed Mother's birth into heaven generates in us, quote, an ever new capacity to await God's future. Draw close to Jesus, Mother. Draw close. She prays for you all the time. Draw close. Let's take a look at the readings for this great feast. The first one is taken from the book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse 19, and then chapter 12, verses 1 to 6, and then verse 10. It skips around a bit for the reading today. Revelation 11, 19, and then chapter 12, verses 1 to 6, and verse 10. God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of His covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. And then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. And then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she gave birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and His throne. The woman herself led into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. And then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of His Anointed One." When Mary said yes to the Lord, when Mary said yes to God's word to her, with only one question she asked, "How can this be since I know not man?" She said yes to the Lord, and that yes has reverberated down through all history. How willing are we to say yes to God, to whatever you want? I usually have to go situation by situation, but I am learning to turn more to God rather than, "Oh my goodness, get me out of this." That attitude can hit us sometimes, but to say, "Lord, yes, of course I want to be free, and it's fine to ask God to free us from something, but the more important thing is to be able to say, Lord, I want to do your will in this situation, whatever it costs me. Use me for your glory." That's a process, but that's where we want to get. And we can ask our Mother who is in heaven to pray for us, that we might desire, that we might seek, that we might even hunger and thirst for God's will, because that's our safest place, our most secure place. That's our eternal home. That's what God has for us. I know I've said many no's to God too. But there are more yeses than there are no's now. If you're not on that path, let's get on that path. Say yes to the Lord. Yes to what he's asking in your own life, in regard to your own sin, to your own relationships. Just start there with one thing and say, Lord, I want your will more than I want my own. Sometimes we say that with our heart pounding because we're not sure what this is going to mean. But to choose God's will is to choose what will make us happiest in the long run. Our problem is we want something settled right now, quick. Trust him. You can trust him. Ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you, that you might trust him. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you the courage and the faith to say yes to God's will. When we celebrate this great feast, the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, there could be no greater gift to give to his mother than to say yes. She did it to bring the Savior into the world. If we say our yes, how many more people will be saved, we do not know, simply because we will be walking closer to God and can reveal his will to others and can help others. He will work through us. So on this great feast, it's fine, whatever your gift is to the Blessed Mother, please make a gift to her. But it's fine to ask for the grace to want God's will more than you want your own. It's a process, but keep asking for it. The grace will come. From the book of Revelation, chapter 11, again, I want to read just a portion of this. I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one. When Mary said, yes, Jesus entered into our time, into our space to bring salvation. May we be blessed by her yes, and may we in turn echo that yes. My time is very limited here, so let's take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant in her womb, now who is that infant in her womb? John the Baptist. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. It's Elizabeth who recognizes what's happened to Mary. How do they know that? Because they have prayed and prayed and prayed and followed the Lord as closely as they can, and they both in their own way have said their yeses to God. Elizabeth has been barren for so long, and now she's to have a child. And she says, at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. The infant in the womb recognized the presence of God in Mary and leaped for joy. How precious life is at every stage. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. You notice it's nothing about herself. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. And Mary remained with her cousin Elizabeth, who was much older than she was, and she remained about 3 months. She remained to serve, to help her relative. She could have gone back and said, I want everybody to know how special I am and how important I am, and look what God has done in my life. No, what did she do? She reached out to serve her cousin. Brothers and sisters, choose the way of service. Don't look for the glory and the gratitude they'll get. When you do get it, if you do get it, receive it and thank God for it. But don't let that be the goal of your life. The goal of your life is union with God. And the pathway to that is to know his will and then beg for the grace to love his will and then carry it out. Ask the Blessed Mother to pray for you, and she will. Maximilian Kolbe will pray for you. Many saints will pray for you because it's the key to everything, to want his will over our own. Sister Ruth Burroughs, who's a favorite author of mine, was quoted in Magnificat magazine on this feast day, and part of what she says is this: Mary became the mother of all people at the moment she became the mother of Christ. She's your mother and she's mine. And by her intimate participation in his life, passion, and death, she became co-redemptrix. Yet not until her assumption could she exercise fully her function of queen, mother, and mediatrix. She can be a pathway to us, to God, a holy, holy, holy pathway. God has infused her. And if we turn to her and ask, Blessed Mother, help me that I might be holy, that I might be in a state of grace that God can dwell in me. Ask her for help. She's our mother still, and she will give it. Freed from the shackles of mortality, she sees, knows, loves, protects, cares for each and all her children in a way we cannot comprehend. Mary is true woman, blessed among women, fairest of womankind. Apart from the graces of her divine maternity and immaculate conception, she was as we are. Her supernatural life was like to ours. She lived by faith. She grew in grace and in the knowledge of God, grew in experience and in love, was ever learning. The simplicity, the ordinariness, the earthness of her life would seem to be incongruous with the glory she now enjoys. God can do anything, brothers and sisters. Draw close to your mother that she might lead you to union with her son. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.